The following hour of Martha Normal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Happy New Year. This is Martha Norwalk, and I welcome you to the first hour, a little late, on our New Year's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Oh, man. Where do I start? It's a good thing you guys are used to live radio, because that happens here every Sunday morning. And I guess we just have to test all the problems to see what happens. So here's the deal. Gary's not here. And we didn't tell you that Gary wasn't going to be here next week, because Gary didn't tell me last week. And I got an email from Gary last night saying, hey, I'm not going to be there tomorrow because I'm going to be out of town. You know, he does his sporting thing, and he's probably doing a Seattle U game somewhere. And he said, but Valerie will be in. And, you know, and Valerie's our backup board op, and she's always here, and it's great. Well, Scotty and I arrive at the studio this morning, as usual. And the first problem is we couldn't get in. The front door, I mean, the key cards, you know, I have a key card that, you know, lets you in. It didn't work. Couldn't get in. And my card didn't work and at any of the doors. So there we are. So now, also, if you were listening to the station earlier this morning, when I was sometimes, because there aren't people here 24/7. And so the computer runs the station in the, you know, the middle of the night. Well, sometimes the computer doesn't work right. Sometimes it's human error. Sometimes the computer just has a mind of its own. And if you notice, there was an old Animal World playing starting at 8 o'clock this morning. Well, that wasn't supposed to happen, but, you know, the computer just does things like that. So I'm driving in. I hear this old cut going on. So I figure I better call Valerie and tell her to switch it out because the computer messed up. Well, she doesn't answer. So, kind of, as I'm driving down 405, Valerie's not answering, I'm thinking, gee, Houston, we might have a problem. So get here, and then the keys to cards don't work. We can't get in. So fortunately, I have my little cheat sheet of emergency phone numbers. So I pull it out, and I call. Well, it's not Smooth Jazz anymore, because now it's Click or something. They're doing something different. But I figured maybe there's something. So I called Click Jazz. And Lucas was there, and Lucas said, I couldn't get in this morning either. I'll come down and let you in. So Lucas comes down, lets us in. And then, so then we come up here and we find out Valerie's not here. It's like 15 minutes to airtime by the time we get in. And there's nobody to, and y'all know that I don't know how to do that. How to do that stuff. So that's when we, so couldn't, don't know if Valerie's okay, don't know if Gary just didn't tell her or she spaced it or what. So bunch of phone calls later, and guess what? To the rescue. Benny Mathers. Benny, bless you. Yay! Are you ready? Woohoo!
Come on, Benny.
Yay! Benny.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here.
Bless your heart.
I don't think I've worked a Sunday in quite a while.
Well, no, and you must have rolled out of bed and put those clothes on. You were here in short shakes, man.
Thankfully, I'm just right off in Renton and down on 405, so that's a good thing about working here at the radio station. I'm always the last line of defense and the first line of defense, so...
Well, you know, that's what, because remember, you know, I knew to call you because you remember what was that December 08 with the 3 feet of snow everywhere. Do you
remember that?
And it was the first time that I couldn't get in, Gary couldn't get in, nobody could get here to do the show. And so we had to run, a rerun, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, but nobody could get in here to set it. But fortunately, Benny... could get here. Yeah, once again. Yay!
Once again.
Our knight in shining armor.
Yeah, and that, of course, would be Scotty Robertson, Animal World's call screener. Good morning, Scotty. You made it here.
Good morning, and Happy New Year's to both of you.
Yeah, so have you gotten used to live radio yet, Scotty?
Right?
Yeah, this is the first.
Man. Oh, and as it turns out, you could have worn your Husky jacket.
I have it in the truck.
Scotty had a plan here to bug Gary there, Benny, and since I see you with a big Washington State sweatshirt on.
You know, it's just kind of part of our plan. You didn't even know.
So, but well, you know, since you've got Washington State in my face, did you happen to watch the holiday
I did,
bowl?
And I congratulate the Huskies wholeheartedly for taking down the Nebraska Cornhuskers. But when you think about it, it's 1-1 now. I mean, really, it's 1-1 each. The Huskers won the first game of the year.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The Huskies won the last game of the year. They've got to have a tiebreaker.
The last one is what counts.
No.
Yeah. The last one is what counts.
I don't think
And it
so.
Was a bowl game, so it was even bigger.
I don't care about those bowl games. You've seen the BCS. You know how it all ranks.
Well, see, now is the time where you're supposed to play the Husky Fight.
I don't know where that is.
It's in the warm. See, we got the same problem.
I just can't find it. I don't know where it is.
Sounds like Gary.
You want to know how creative we got? You want to know what we did to Gary?
I heard
Did
a little
you,
bit
you
about
heard?
I heard about
you
this.
You heard.
Yeah.
It even we created a reputation here at the station.
Yep.
Because we got him. We got him good. And Valerie's the one that helped.
Valerie actually hit me up with a little bit of insight on what to do and what was going on with that. I was like, you got to go for it. It was really good. I heard it was really good.
Yep. I did a fake little ad, mm-hmm, and the music didn't come in for 30 seconds in case he checked it to make sure it was the right thing. And you should have seen him. He turned white as a sheet. Oops. You know, fingers in the ears, blah, 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 blah,
I know,
blah,
right?
blah. He was just a total baby. And now we know that you're the same thing.
You know,
you can't be a baby. You're getting ready to have babies.
I am. I'm getting ready to have two baby boys here momentarily. So really, like for me coming in, I may have to just leave and go away.
Could happen again.
This could happen right now. We are due January 22nd, and we're already kind of going through the...
Well, that's 3 weeks from now.
Not for twins. They usually pop out a little early.
Oh, they do?
They do. And we kind of went into the hospital last night. We had a little bit of a little situation that we kind of had to check up on.
Last night?
Just to check up, to make sure. Because, I mean, neither of us have experienced this, and with twins, it's a totally different world. We're in our own little VIP group, you know?
You got twins in your family?
No, it's on the mother's side.
On the mother's side, okay.
Right.
So it's her fault.
It is, exactly. I kind of joke around, I'm an egg splitter. Yeah. But that's not it. No, is that going a little too far? Maybe not. I don't know. But
So is everything okay? So you actually went by the hospital just to...
Yeah, she had just a few little, like, you know, just kind of minor contractions, but they're not...
What they call those Braxton Hicks or
yes,
something?
Yes, exactly.
Hey, how about that?
Look at that. Did your homework.
Yeah.
My friend called them Boston Hicks. I'm like, that's not it. That's not it.
Braxton Hicks.
Braxton, yeah. And so, you know, we're just kind of taking it day by day now. I mean, really, it's I think within the next week, that's my prediction.
Well, okay. Does anyone, Scotty, you could start taking bets on whether or not we
you
get through the show
today.
You got
a big board in there. Yeah.
Yeah, we could take this. So she could, you could get a call any moment.
Exactly.
That you got to go get the babies and take them to the hospital.
I might just have Scotty come in here. I'm going to train him on like 2 minutes worth of the board, and there we go.
Well, honey, if we could have done that, we'd have done that. But, I mean, not even the jazz click guy. Yeah. He can't
the
do it.
The jazz click guy.
The jazz click guy said, well, I wish I knew the stuff better. I could do it. But he can't, you know.
It's all right.
All right.
We got you covered.
Phew. Well, so let's see. What? You know, I can tell you that it is an absolutely spectacularly gorgeous, sunny morning here in the Pacific Northwest. We're looking west. The city of Seattle, we can see everything, and the Olympics are gorgeous with snow. Blue sky, can't even see a cloud, but it is cold. Now, it was 25 at my house, so I thought, oh, it's warming up. But by the time I got into Monroe, it was 19. And it was, Danny, you said it took you a little longer to get here because you had to de-ice your car.
Yeah, you know, but I'm prepared for this. You know, I work mornings, so, you know, I've got everything down to a science.
Well, that's Scotty. He works really early in the morning, too. Did you you didn't have any trouble getting in here, did you, Scotty?
No. You're good. Still frozen cul-de-sac where I live, but.
Oh. Yeah.
The frozen cul-de-sac. Yeah. That sounds like the start to like a book or something.
Yeah. Wow.
From the tundra to the frozen cul-de-sac.
Well, so anyway, let's see. So we're bound to be a little discombobulated here today. It is our New Year's edition of Animal World. You heard the jingle, Cats Auld Lang Syne. Wasn't that fun? We'll play that today. And it is, believe it or not, can you believe it? It is the first Sunday of 2011. It was 1-1-11, 1-1-1-1 yesterday.
That was one of our predictions for the births.
Oh, it was 1-1-1-1?
Well, I mean, it's kind of clever. And my birthday is on the 4th, and... My girlfriend's birthday is on the 4th.
Oh.
Yeah, same day. Different years.
Different years. So
and we're
older?
Still... I am.
Ah.
I am. I am. Okay. I wear the pants and I'm older. Okay. No, I don't mean that. She wears pants too.
Well, now, and you don't have any hair since the last time I saw
no,
you.
No, you know, that's
what
quickly
happened
run away.
To the hair?
Because I got twins on the way. I'm freaking out here.
What, pulling
dads
it out?
Are supposed to have a problem
yeah, they are.
With
they're not
that.
Supposed to have, yeah. No, you know, I just kind of went with... Actually, I had hair yesterday, and it went away last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I'm the first... We're the first ones to see
pretty
you
much.
Officially?
Yeah.
With no hair.
I keep it kind of short anyways.
Yeah.
But this is really
well,
short
yeah,
for you.
Well, yeah, really, so that's like a buzz cut. You, like, shaved it off. It's, like, gone.
Yeah, I've got my little...
Now, do you have a bet with somebody you lost or something, or you just did it on...
No, just did it on, because I do it from time to time. I don't let it get too long, so it's all, like, you know...
Well, you know, when Gary cuts his hair, he doesn't cut it that short, but always feel, I have to pet his head.
Gary goes to a stylist.
He does.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
Really? Just go to a stylist.
So, did you shave your own head, or did you go to a stylist?
Hey, I'm saving money here left and right. I got to do what I can.
I got twin boys on the way. I just shave it off,
I will do
man.
My own hair right now.
Well, I'm going to come over there and pet your head sometime. It really feels good, you know, sometimes.
We kind of gave you gave me a mini one earlier when I first showed up.
Well, that was a hug.
Oh.
That was the hug. That was a thank you for bailing us out. Thank you, Benny, saving the day.
Woo. No problem.
All right, so Benny's got a new haircut. Well, at least the twins won't be able to pull your hair.
Yet.
But, you know, they might get. Do you have? I can't. You've got your headset on. Do you have earrings? Because they might.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that one. See, that's more dangerous.
Yeah.
Those
probably.
And you got little loopy doos in there.
Loopy doos.
Well, you're a guy.
That's code for hoops.
Aren't you supposed to have big diamonds or something?
No.
No.
I don't. I'm not that much of a baller.
So you have hoops in your ears. Yeah. Well, you know what? See, little baby finger could grab those hoops.
I know.
And you would be screaming.
Yeah.
So I suggest that you have a better plan when your babies are able to start grabbing stuff.
I know. I gotta, you know, maybe tape them up or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Put some Band-Aids around them.
Well, but then they'd just give them a tab. That'll be a pull tab.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just rip them right out. Okay. All right, enough fooling around. We should get busy here. And what is the first Sunday of the month? And so that means it's Vet Sunday, and we will begin. Did you call Dr. Mike?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And so he knows.
Yeah, he's been listening.
Oh, he has.
Yes.
He's like, what is going on?
So is he
there?
Wondering what the heck was going on?
Oh, he heard his technical difficulties.
Okay. So anyway, we're doing Vet Sunday today. Dr. Mike Saluski is on board and will be joining us shortly here. I'm going to encapsulate our stuff here, and we'll get to our ad break pretty soon. And let's see. I think we will do on time. Current events will happen about 10:55 today. We'll do winter tip about 11. And we are going to open the Animal World Prize Closet today because it's Vet Sunday, and we have two copies of Food Pets Die For, Ann Martin's book, to give away to you. I think we'll wait a little bit and maybe give one away in the 10 o'clock hour and one away in the 11 o'clock hour. And then we'll have open phone lines for your animal medical care questions. We'll catch up with Dr. Mike first and find out how he's doing down in Oregon and all of that good stuff. And let's see. I got to start out with an alert here. I'm going to scrap most of the news, I think. But you may have seen this on TV getting a lot of publicity, but we want to find this dog. Missing pet partnership. The pet detectives are on the search for a dog that escaped from a carrier at SeaTac Airport. And the dog actually escaped on Friday, December 17th. Now, I mean, how bad would you feel? You're carrying a dog in a crate off the airplane. They dropped the crate, and the crate broke open. And so the dog ran off. And the dog's name is Lena. She was last seen running on the airport tarmac. And she is a cute little dog. She's blonde in color, black muzzle. White on the chest, big pokey ears. She is a lab and chow mix, but she looks like a lab pit mix, actually, but big pointy ears, and she's only 8 months old. She was flying from Alaska, and the owner is coordinating the search from up there, but Missing Pet Partnership is involved, and that's www.missingpetpartnership.org if you need more information. But if you happen to spot this dog or anything, please call Missing Pet Partnership, because hopefully we can find this dog and get it back to its owner. And I just got to tell you a little bit of follow-up. I got my cable bill the other day, Benny.
Oh.
And you know, I have the Comcast, the combination package, you know, where I have phone and I have computer and I have internet.
You have it all wrapped up in one happy little package.
Yeah, it's a whole package. Well, yeah. You know, I got my bill and like had heart failure because it was way higher.
Astronomical.
Called up Comcast and said, what's it? They said, well, you know, your 1 year introductory rate is over. Oh, choke. Well, then they said, okay, we could upgrade you and that will bring the cost down a little bit. So I ended up getting more channels. And the bonus of all of this is that I now get the National Geographic channel. So I get to watch the dog whisperer, Caesar Millan. And over the years, we've commented a little bit about Caesar here and there. But I've only known what I've read and what I've seen, which were the Oprah shows with him. So I had not seen his Dog Whisperer program. And I got to tell you, they had a Dog Whisperer marathon.
Oh, wow.
Over this. So I've watched like 6 or 7 hours of the Dog Whisperer now. And so I now know what he's doing. And I got to tell you, I'm now a fan.
Yeah, my girlfriend likes to watch the show, too. Huge fan. Like, I saw the one with who's the athletic trainer who has the horse?
Mm.
She does the. There's a TV series where she's completely. Oh man, Jillian something.
Is that what it is? I don't.
Anyways,
I really don't
there's
know
a problem. She has a couple animal, like especially dogs too, and the dogs are constantly running around the horse and intimidating the horse and vice versa. Within seconds, got the dog to behave behind the horse while they're doing this whole.
Yeah,
he's good. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm impressed.
So next week I'm going to do a behavior training and healing Sunday. It will be just me.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I'll be taking your questions to answer your behavior training and healing questions. Hopefully you'll call. If not, you're just going to hear me rattling on for 3 hours. And one of the things I'll rattle on about is Caesar. So I'll talk more about that next week. So that was kind of cool. All right, let's see what I can do here in the. Okay, we don't need to know about that. And let's see. I'm doing the news here, a fast version. Don't need to do that. Don't need to do that.
You do that. I'm trying to find these ads.
We're a little all over the place here, I think.
Yeah, start working on start finding them now. And let's see. Oh, there was a good article on the cover of the Seattle Times on Thursday, Saving the Small Family Dairy. Certainly, I think that small family dairies are bigger than big factory farm dairies, but it brought up a subject I'd like to know from you folks. When you call in today with your animal medical care questions, or you can just call Scotty, I'd like to know if you would like us to check out some of these places. And the reason I'm asking that is because, Scotty, your brother recently has been employed mm-hmm. by a local organic free-range chicken farm. Well,
can we say what the name of the company is?
Well, I don't see why not. It's Wilcox,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's where he's working now. Well, he was thinking about us, and he talked to the owner about whether or not he would be willing to, you know, be on the radio show mm-hmm. and talk yeah. to us, and he said he would. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, of course, we have in our minds that organic free-range is way better than factory mm-hmm. farming chickens, and I think we know that's a given. Mm-hmm. But I've always kind of wonder how much better it really is, and what's the difference, and all of that. So I was thinking it might be cool that Scotty and I could go down to Wilcox and get a tour and get educated and all of that, and then we'd have them on and we'd educate all of us yeah. about organic free range chicken farming, well, and if it's as good as it says it is. What do you think, Benny? Are you interested?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen.
Benny's a yes man, can you tell?
I like him
Gary.
Already.
He's doing other stuff, you know, just tunes in with yes, okay. Yeah. All right, so anyway, let us know if you're interested in that, because I think that'd be kind of fun. And if you want to check out this article, you can check that out on Factory Farms. Okay, let's see, we don't need to do that. I don't know what that was. Oh, a lot of horse stuff coming up. And, boy, this is... Thursday, the Northwest Thursday section of Seattle Times, a big cover article on effort to rein in horse problem, and this is about the wild horses running the ranges and the Bureau of Land Management trying to control them. It's not working. I think I'll save this and maybe we'll ask Dr. Mike, since Mike started out as an equine vet and horses are his thing. He now does all animals, but see what he thinks about this wild horse business. And because the problem is the fact that we've shut down the slaughterhouses here, and so now there really isn't any place for these unwanted horses to go. They get trucked now to Canada or Mexico to slaughterhouses, so it's even worse on them than it was before. So now there is a contingency wanting to start up slaughterhouses again in this country, only do it right with humane regulations, and that would be better than what's going on now, because the BLM says there's nearly 12,000 more horses on its land than the range can support, but they've also got almost 12,000 horses in corrals that they can't find homes for, can't get rid of. And can you imagine wild Mustangs living 24/7 with a whole bunch of others in a pen, in a corral? I mean, that's really bad for the horses. Yeah. So something's got to be done here.
But
so,
that is a beautiful picture.
Oh, yeah, beautiful picture. Did you see that, Benny, the horses on the range?
Oh, wow, there's quite a few of them.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, there are.
I like all the different colors, and there's actually a splash of a couple white ones in there.
Yep.
You rarely
yep.
see white horses.
Yeah.
They covered up in snow.
Then there's another horse problem going on. I didn't even know about this. Abandoned horses victims of Mexican drug smugglers?
What?
And I didn't know this. You know this? Now, what they're doing, they steal these horses in Mexico, mm-hmm. and then they load them up with crappy equipment and tons of, like, marijuana and drugs, and then they make them truck over the mountains across the border. And then once they get far enough into Arizona that they can transfer the drugs to vehicles, they just abandon the horses. And by then they're almost dead, and they don't feed them, and it's just awful. So there's 15 to 20 a month of these horses they're picking up. Just not good. So that you can also search that in the Seattle Times.
It's like the new meaning for a mule.
Yeah. All right. We'll forego the best good news about animals music, and I'll just tell you the beautiful picture. If you want to look up Northwest Wednesday Times, the trumpeter swans in the Snohomish Valley now. Look at this, Benny. See the trumpeter swans?
Oh, cool.
Aren't they gorgeous?
Wow.
So if you want to take a drive up through the Snohomish, go through the valley there, up Highway 9, you would see lots of trumpeter swans these
days. That's a good shot, too, by the photographer.
Yeah, beautiful. And then the other good news story, you can look this up in the Seattle Times as well, is about the hundreds of elk thriving at the Hanford nuclear reservation. The elk are doing really well there.
Good.
All right, so there we go. How about that for a fast news? All right, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors for this hour. And, we'll see where we are when we get that done. Jeez. Just fastest hour in history, huh?
Happens.
All right, Animal World continues. We are here until noon, straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, it's the first Vet Sunday of the new year, and Dr. Mike Saluski will join us. Find out if Chinese medicine, acupuncture, and chiropractic have found a home in Oregon, and plan to call us for answers to your animal medical care questions. Plus, we'll ring in the new year with the Jingle Cats' fabulous version of Auld Lang Syne. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Pasado's Safe Haven rescues and rehabilitates dogs, cats, and farm animals that may not have another chance. Money is often the deciding factor between life and death for an animal in need. Bogey is a large but gentle Rottweiler Shepherd mix that Pasado's saved from euthanasia. Even though Bogey is blossoming under their care, a new family for the holidays would be a wish come true for this sweet boy. Please consider adopting one of their rescued animals or making a donation. For more information, visit PasadoSafeHaven.org or call 360-793-9393.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage.
Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including three distinct certification courses in animal massage. Short workshops in animal massage and other related topics are also available.
For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703. Go online to NWSAM.com for registration details.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now check out their website, www.jonesandcompanypets.com, or go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and click on the logo for Jones & Company on the homepage. Find out everything that's on sale, and you'll find out that it is definitely worth the trip to Marysville. Jones & Company Pets, you'll find them on State Avenue. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of with great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993. I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of our Happy New Year edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is, in fact, Vet Sunday, but we're getting a late start because things were just totally screwed up this morning. So let's, before we close out this hour, let's just get a couple minutes in from Hindsight Veterinary Care, Dr. Mike Saluski. Good morning and Happy New Year, Dr. Mike.
Happy New Year, Martha. How are you?
Well, I'm a little discombobulated.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure you were listening on your computer down there.
Yeah, I sure was.
And were you wondering what the heck is going on?
I heard Bill on, and I'm like, whoa, that's weird.
Yeah, well, somehow the computer, and we didn't do that. The computer just did it, and picked up a Vet Sunday from last Easter. It's like, oh man. I tell you what, it was crazy, but we are back on track now. So for anyone that doesn't know, we've just got about 3 minutes before we've got to close out and start another hour. But let's kind of review a little bit. Dr. Mike, you for many years, well, you were my horse's personal vet and did chiropractic and acupuncture and Chinese medicine with all of my animals. And you were actually up in my neighborhood. But how long ago was it that you decided to pack up and move down to Oregon?
Let's see, I finished practicing up there end of June and started, this practice got started right about the beginning of September.
Okay.
We've been out here about 3-4 months.
So you are down in the Willamette Valley of Oregon?
Yep, the beautiful wine country.
And your practice down there is now called, is Hindsight Veterinary Care. Did I get that right?
Correct. That's absolutely right.
I think that's wonderful, folks, because you know hindsight is always 20/20.
That's what we try to do, you bet.
So now we can, we expect you now to be absolutely right on the money, Mike. You have to be right every time.
I'm going to have to rethink that name again.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What is he thinking? He's saying he's 20/20 all the time. No mistakes. Well, anyway, so when I first met you, you were really an equine practitioner. But then you moved into a more, you really got into Chinese medicine, and you were doing acupuncture and chiropractic with everybody, and now your practice is different, isn't it?
It's now about, 50-50. What happened is, there are few enough providers of this kind of medicine out there anyway, and I wound up just having, people with dogs or the friends of my horse clients asked me to work on their dogs, and, I guess kind of got dragged into it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But since then, that part of my practice, especially the performance dogs, the agility dog portion, has been really growing. And so about 50-50 horses and dogs.
Well, cool. But you have not, you're not practicing out of a veterinary hospital per se, are you?
No, I've got my own place, and I've got a home office here in Carlton that I work out of for the dogs, and do house calls as well, too, and barn calls for the horses.
So are people able to bring their animals to you, Mike, or do you just do a house call practice?
It's for the dogs.